In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The readings of this eve of the Wednesday of the Holy Pascha, we can watch a theme going through the readings of the 5 hours that we just heard. In these 5 hours, we see that the Lord is expressing His displeasure at certain sins that His people committed. And then He issued a warning, and then He gave an offer at the end, a remedy, how the people should cleanse themselves from their iniquities. And this theme is very common, and we can follow it throughout the whole Bible. We see the Lord says very clearly to the angels of the churches in the book of Revelation what exactly He finds in them in terms of the faults and errors. And then He issues a warning, and at the end He tells them what they should be doing in order to correct themselves. For example, for the bishop of the church of Ephesus, He tells him that what he doesn't like about him, that he forsook his first love. And He warns him, if he doesn't change this and repent, He will come and move his lamb. And then He gives him the way to cleanse himself by saying, see from where did you fall, and come and repent. So the same also in the readings of today, we see what exactly displeased God. Throughout the readings, we can see that God focused in 5 main sins that He wanted to get the attention of the people to. First of all, He spoke to them about the hated mixture, the outward worship, the spiritual adultery, despising the invitation, and the absence of readiness. This is the theme of what made God displeased at His people in the readings of this blessed night of the Pascha. Coming to the first one, the hated mixture, we read about this in the first hour prophecy. It was from the book of Ezekiel. And we hear God is saying to them, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. Dross means a mixture of certain kind of metals. Has become dross to me. They are all bronze, tin, iron, and lead in the midst of a furnace. They have become dross from silver. God is saying that His people, resembling silver, are now mixed with all kinds of other metals, the cheap and the invaluable of them as well. They became like others. There is nothing that God can see in them that differentiate His people from other nations around them. We are called to be holy, and holiness by definition meaning that we are to be separated from sin and from what is in the world. From the beginning we see God is after having for Himself His people to be separated from all of the Gentiles and nations, in order for them to be able to follow the commandments that He gave to them. God is displeased when He sees His people mixed with others. They look like them. They imitate them. Nothing can differentiate them from all of the iniquities. This hated mixture also can be found in our lives as well. James, the apostle, speaks about how from the same tongue, words of praise comes and words of cursing. And he says, how can this happen? From the same fountain, a water that is good and a water that is salty comes from the same place. It cannot be like this. God hates this kind of mixture of things. That's why St. Paul also, the same theme, he is warning the people from being in the same, under the same yoke with unbelievers. In his second epistle to the Corinthians chapter 6, he speaks about, do not be under the same yoke with unbelievers. And we understand it specifically coming to marriage. God's people should always marry from the people who are believers and they share the same belief and values. God hates this kind of mixture that's taking place among His people. In the third hour prophecy of this blessed night, we hear God is rebuking His people for the outward worship. People are worshiping, coming to the feasts, and they are observing the statues from outside. But from inside, God is displeased as them. He says in the prophecy by Amos, I hate, I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments. But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream. God is not happy with the outward worship. He will never be displeased when we come and we offer praise and we offer sacrifices while we are lacking the essence of the religion. God is rebuking His people. You came to offer this. I'm not happy with it. I'm not going to attend even your feasts or accept your prayers. The same theme also we find it in the Gospel of the 11th hour. The people were going to Jerusalem to observe the Passover while they were plotting in order to seize the Lord. We read about them that they went to purify themselves. And at the same time, they were saying, whoever will find Jesus, let him record him in order for us to capture him and get him to be tried and then sentenced to death. How can people do this? Outwardly, they come to observe the Passover to purify themselves. Inwardly, they are thinking of doing evil and killing the Savior who came to redeem all men. So the second thing that God was displeased at is the outward worship with no internal virtue. The third sin that God was displeased at, today we see that the spiritual adultery. They followed other gods. God calls this adultery. Why? He is the bridegroom and we are the bride. Whenever we choose to offer a sacrifice or to worship other God, God considers this as an adultery. He speaks in the prophecy of Jeremiah saying, in the 6-hour prophecy that we just heard today, then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says the Lord, they have walked after other gods and have served them and worshipped them and have forsaken me and not kept my law. God is displeased because the people forsook him. Also, God is saying to us in the New Testament that we should not be worshipping other gods but him. There are still idols in the world. The idol of money, the idol of ego, the idol of lust. There are many idols still in the world, and many are taken captives with worshipping these gods, even if they think that they are worshipping the one God. The fourth iniquity that the Lord was displeased with is the people despised His invitation. Not only that they forsook Him, they are mixed with other people, and they are worshipping from outside only, but also God invited them, they did not respect His invitation. We hear about this in the first hour gospel today. It was about the parable of the feast, the wedding, that the master of the feast sent invitations to others, to other people to come. And we hear how they responded. But as the day, again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. They didn't care much about his invitation. He is calling, people are ignoring him, despising him at all times, not giving or heeding what he is trying to do in order to make the people to come to his house. How many times actually, maybe sometimes while we are not paying attention, that we turn his invitation and his calls? How many times he calls in our ears to come and repent and confess and to come to the liturgy and to attend and to partake of the mysteries in order for us to be cleansed from our sins, and how many times we light this. We take it very lightly and very easily. It's not a big deal. God is available at all times. If we don't come today, He is not going even to take notice. This is not the case. God was extremely displeased at the people because they turned His invitation this way. The fifth and the last iniquity that displeased God in the readings of today is the absence of readiness. People did not care any much anymore. In the third hour gospel of today, we hear about the Lord is likening the days of His coming to the days of Noah. What happened in the day of Noah? But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. The same, people were not ready. They are so much occupied, overwhelmed with their own day-to-day life. There is nothing wrong about eating and drinking and marrying and getting to be married. The problem is when these things overwhelm us and we forget why we are here, why we were created, that we have a message and we have a mission that we have to fulfill. When all what occupies us is about food, about how we assure a better future for our children, how we are going to get them to marry and also all of this. Nothing wrong with it. But the problem is that people were so much worried and occupied with the cost of forgetting totally about God and His ways. In the 6 hour gospel, the same thing also, we hear the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 of them were foolish. Why they were foolish? Because they were not ready. They knew that the bride is coming, the bridegroom is coming. Unfortunately, they did not take Him seriously. They did not wait and be prepared. Then God has issued 3 warnings to the people. After He spoke about these 5 things that displeased Him, He gives 3 warnings. First one, saying about how He is going to melt the mixture. At the beginning, you remember we said God is displeased because His people are mixed with others. Their life is mixed between light and darkness and good and evil. God is saying, if you like to live like this, I will put you in a furnace. And a furnace here is the furnace of punishment and discipline. And then by then, everything will be mixed. You like this life, and I will get you in it to be totally consumed. And the second warning is that God is going to reject the assembly. You will be gathered, you will be feasting, but I will not be there. It's a scary thing. When we stand and we pray and we come, and we speak to God, and He does not listen to us anymore, because He knows that what we are offering is just the praise of the lips, nothing from the heart. This is something that's totally frightening, actually. When God is saying, I am rejecting your feast, I am not anymore attending with you any of your celebration. The third warning is that a door will be closed in the face of the 5 foolish virgins and all who are like them. A closed door is something that when we think about it, keep knocking and then no one is going to open. And the Lord Himself, whom we thought that we are waiting for Him, He will Himself say that, I do not know you, go away from me. This is something that should cling in our ears all the time. We do not want to face this. We do not want to stand at a door that's closed and will be always closed for eternity. What is the remedy? The remedy is to acquire wisdom. You might have heard this repeated many times in the 5 readings of this blessed evening. Acquiring wisdom. In the 3rd hour gospel, we hear about the wise and faithful steward. What did he do? He gave food to those people who are entrusted to him by his master. What does this mean? Every one of us is entrusted over a stewardship, a responsibility. Being wise means that we will be doing what we are supposed to do. We will complete to the end what God entrusted us with. Acquiring wisdom also will make us to be ready. That's why we have 5 wise virgins who were ready and waiting, and their light was on and their lamps were burning at all times. And then we hear in the 11th hour prophecy about wisdom in the book of the Wisdom of Solomon. What wisdom can help? How can wisdom help us to please God? It says about wisdom that no defiled thing fall into her. Wisdom is pure. Whoever acquire wisdom will acquire its purity. Wisdom cannot have this kind of defilement. This mixture is not in it. This kind of double life cannot walk with wisdom. Only, unfortunately, when we are tempted to go away from wisdom, then we have this kind of mixed life. Wisdom is pure and no defiled thing fall into her. Wisdom can do all things. When we acquire wisdom, by then we really can pursue any way and we will find our way to God. Wisdom makes everything new. Everything new. We never fall in despair because everything can be new when we acquire and pursue wisdom. Wisdom makes us friends with God, and vice shall not prevail against her. Here look how God describes wisdom as a person. Actually, wisdom is the Lord Christ Himself. So what is the remedy? The remedy of the sin of the people is to acquire and pursue wisdom. When we do this, when we pursue Christ, the Logos of God, the wisdom of God, and we will have Him and abide in Him and He in us, by then no defiled thing will be found in our hearts. By then we will be ready. By then we will be wise stewards, working and waiting for our Master. Whenever we come, He will find us ready to take us with Him to the feast, to the wedding of the bridegroom. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.